October 20th, 2009, business professionals will come together at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio for Summit Up, a social media confab. In this podcast, presenter Allie Margiello offers a preview of her presentation on email marketing. For more information on Summit Up, visit summitup.org. As a business development professional at Exact Target, Allie Margiello partners with marketers and agencies of all sizes to help them optimize their digital marketing efforts through the effective use of email, SMS, voice, and related social media platforms. In addition to traditional sales development, Allie also works closely with several industry partners and associations, including American Marketing Association, the Cincinnati Ad Club, and the Circuit, making sure that they develop strategies for success. Allie is also one of the many talented professionals who will be speaking at Summit Up, a social media confab, October 20th, 2009, at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Allie, thanks for joining me today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me and including me in the event.
Absolutely. We are thrilled to have you as a part of it. I think that your topic is highly relevant and one that's sort of on the top of everybody's mind. If you could, talk about what you're going to be presenting at Summit Up.
Sure, David. You know, my focus is really this, and one of the things that I talk to the agencies and marketers alike is that the world that we live in is changing, and certainly the media around us has evolved, and I believe it's one of the most recent statistics that I've seen is that the average person sees 1,600 ad messages a day, and it's a really easy way to be distracted and hear a lot of noise. So one of the things that I want to talk about is why email, what makes email a little bit different, and how we can help email, how folks can leverage email to get through some of that noise and have their message heard. I love that email is scalable from both the very small business to obviously corporate America and the largest retail chains in the world. So love to talk about how email takes that place and how each of us can do something a little bit different and take a look at the way we use email to help us reach our audience and communicate and connect with them in a little bit better way.
What are some of the key takeaways people get from your presentation?
Well, I think certainly to talk a little bit about the world around us, the media, the evolution of media. And real specifically, I'd like to spend some time talking about different ways that, really three key ways that folks can leverage email to grow their business. And for me, without giving the bulk of it away, certainly some of that includes some of the latest technology that you mentioned previously, SMS, voice messaging. But it's all about taking a look at leveraging the technology to grow your business. And certainly that'll be my key takeaway is what are three things that you can do to leverage email to grow your business.
And with the growth of, you mentioned SMS and MMS also is another, platform. And on one end, you've got sort of those that fall into what I would just call texting. And then on the other end, you've got platforms like Facebook and LinkedIn. What role does email play in the future as we move forward?
Yeah, it's a great question, David, and one that we talk about a lot these days. Email is absolutely the best channel for that communication. It links all of those things together. So when you think about it, when you think about your as a marketer, what's your call to action? Email is the vehicle that makes all of these things work. Whether it's social, social media, LinkedIn, even on the other end of the table, the open tables of the world, restaurant.com, Facebook, all of those things have an email component. It's really what makes your message call and your call to action, the drive to your website and engaging folks. Email is really that vehicle, if you will, that can tie many of these things together. So try to talk about that a little bit more. Absolutely, a great question and a big part, I think, of not just today what we're seeing the beginning of it, but tomorrow as well, and being able to, leverage SMS, the other end of that, a different channel to engage your audience and to sign them up and to pull them into your call to action as well.
Yeah, an email, I mean, to me, there's so many nice things about the open social conversations that take place, but sometimes, let's face it, you want to have a more intimate conversation and really go a little deeper with individuals. And I think email is still a great tool for that type of conversation and, you know, potentially driving
them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We commonly refer to it within the industry as kind of the subscriber rules is our mantra. And subscriber rules is all about the idea that you're engaging in a conversation with your audience, with your end subscriber, and communicating in ways that is meaningful to them in both terms of relevant content, the channel that they prefer, so email, text message, voice message, print, etc., and the frequency that they prefer. So absolutely, email is definitely that avenue, if you will, the channel to tie all those communications together and to bring them to your audience in the most relevant way.
Well, we've got you on the hook for presenting for about 45 minutes at Summit Up. But besides that, you are free to roam around and check out all kinds of speakers and make all kinds of new connections. So who are you interested in checking out at Summit Up?
Oh, wow. The list is a great one. I mean, clearly Chris Brogan is someone that everyone wants to hear. But I'm actually looking forward to some of the folks that are around us on a day-to-day basis. Brian LeCount, probably talking a bit about blogging and social media. Kendra Ramirez, certainly a great Cincinnati name to spend a lot of time probably talking about LinkedIn. Jennifer McClure, have never had the opportunity to listen to her. Definitely a go-to person in the world of social media, the recruiting and staffing space. So a lot of great folks that I'm looking forward to. I think what makes this audience or this speaker panel great for me is that they're all really practical things of that we can all take a piece of something that they have to offer and apply it day to day to each of the jobs that we do. So really excited about the group.
Yeah, that appeals to me too. It's like I know there's going to be a ton of big ideas there, but I also know I'm going to have notepads just full of, oh yeah, when I get back to the office, I've got to do this, 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 and this, and all those things are going to have an impact.
Absolutely, and I think we all invest a lot of time and money to go and put ourselves out there and learn and educate and be a part of all of the different conferences and summits in our area that we can and even travel to some, but love the lineup, and I think you're right. I mean, there's definitely some great big ideas out there, and, you know, guys like Kevin Dugan and Brian LeCount will have some big things to lay out there, but there's absolutely a piece of every single one of those that I'm really looking forward to take away.
Well, suppose I was on the fence about going to this event. Why do you think this would be a good investment of my time and money?
Yeah, I think really, David, that's it. You're going to hear some big things and case studies and stories of maybe what other folks have done. But there's no question. Email is something that I mentioned earlier. It's something great. Everybody can use it. You can be the small business dry cleaner owner on the corner, pizza shop down the street to a B2B organization that wants to learn a little bit better how they might be able to take email and communicate better with their audience. I think there's so many folks out there that have their expertise. Ryan talking about blogging, Kevin, Kendra, all of these folks have just something that's really practical for the day-to-day business person. It's absolutely worth even a half a day if that's all you can do.
Well, Allie, I want to thank you so much for sharing your time with us, sharing your wisdom, and I cannot wait to see you a week from today at Summit Up.
You got it, David. I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to meeting many of the folks who have helped you put in a lot of time and effort to put this great event together. So absolutely looking forward to it. Thanks again.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks, Allie.
Thanks, David.
Bye-bye.